Okay, so I actually want to spend this whole time talking about what I believe is an interesting topic right now, and that is FOMO in video games. FOMO, for those of you guys that don't know, stands for fear of missing out. And a perfect way of doing that video games do is they might say something like, for a limited time, you can get such and such, and you'll never be able to get it again, type thing. Or they will, worse, give you something that they say is a quote unquote limited time, but don't give you an end date as to how long it is. And then there's also the rare times where they actually say something is a limited time, but it's even available afterwards, no problem. Because a lot of companies try to pull this whole pre-order limited time thing, and then after the game actually comes out, surprise, you can buy the pre-order bundle, which will give you the item that was limited time, whatnot. Okay, well, I'm bringing this up because of the simple fact that I was talking to someone the other day, and I, with joking, I said, so how about that new Destiny 2 thing that we both are going to say it too much, but we're going to end up buying anyway. And her response was that she is actually going to wait before she buys it this time to see if it's any good. And she also further said that she was getting tired of Destiny 2's whole, FOMO type thing, buying because of fear of missing out. Which is, it's interesting because it's actually what made me think of it. And if other people are tired of it, or just other people like, eh, it is what it is, so they do it anyway. It really got me thinking because this person is also a content creator, so they create content. So the fact that they even are fed up with it makes me start to think, because I don't know if you know this, but content creators usually have a higher tolerance for stuff like this because, it's kind of one of the par for the course type whatnot and stuff. But yeah, and then we will get into the second reason why I wanted to make this, or rather to talk about this, and that is the Warframe Heirloom Collection. The Warframe Heirloom Collection is, I think, okay, I have mixed feelings about it, honestly. If I'm being perfectly honest, I have very, very mixed feelings about it. On one hand, I like supporting the developers and Warframe and whatnot, just as much as the next person. And it doesn't hurt that we will be getting some Platinum and Acolyte, so people can see that I bought the thing and whatnot, and I'll be getting some cosmetic items. Of course, two of those cosmetic items are for frames I only use sometimes and will be compelled to use more often, so I feel like I got my money's worth. But that's also part to the course, I presume. So yeah, that's also part to the course, I guess. But my problem with it is back to the whole thing about video games in general. Video games in general seem to be pushing the FOMO mentality more these days because, I mean, that's what sells, that's what helps it. This is Warframe's, in my opinion, the first push towards it. I mean, I'm not counting the Founders Pack back in the day that people bought. That was like when Warframe was getting first on its knees. I mean, learning to crawl, learning to walk, all that jazz. It was getting first started, basically it needed seed money of sorts, and that was the original Founders Pack and whatnot. But now I feel like Warframe is in a position now where they don't have to, have all this quote unquote seed money and whatnot. See, here's the thing though. I understand some of the business side of things with publishers and developers and, the people that own Warframe and Digital Extremes and all that stuff, high up there. So it's not necessarily the developers or not. Okay, what I'm trying to get at is not everyone at the office necessarily agrees that this is the best decision. It's a little bittersweet, I guess, let's say. Okay, because on the one hand, it's cool that it's a 10-year thing, you'll get an acolyte, you'll get all this other stuff. But on the other hand, it kind of feels like a whole, oh, congratulations, you've been with us through a 10-year journey. Would you like to buy this pack to commemorate the special occasion? It just seems a little off. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm probably still going to buy it, okay? That's just my thing personally. I always have this philosophy, which is do with your money what you want to and what makes you happy. So that is entirely up to you. Now, I did mention somewhere that I am a content creator. So I personally actually create content with this stuff. So, to me, that might make the skins and stuff a little more valuable because people will actually, in my streams and on my videos be able to comment on them and whatnot. Also, it will be a little awkward at the same time now that I'm thinking about it because, they will be like, oh, cool outfit, where did you get? And then I will have to be like, thank you, but it was a limited time thing last year or 2 years ago or whenever they ask me that you can't get anymore. Sorry about that. You'll have to be there at the 10-year anniversary so you could spend money, so you could get the pack and whatnot. So, yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit crazy, but I do not like the precedent this is starting in Warframe. But then again, I'm in two minds. I'm sure you can tell. I'm in two minds about this because of the fact that with games like Wolfheim, Wolfheim is a free-to-play game. And technically, the Heirloom Collection is only fashion frame. It's literally just fashion frame. You get some platinum with them to make them quote unquote more worth the cost. But at the end of the day, it's fashion frame. Fashion frame, even the Acolyte, you could argue it's fashion frame. For those of you guys that don't know what an Acolyte is, it's a little symbol that you get on your in-game profile to show that you're a part of a group or a community or whatnot. So, yeah, there's that. And I honestly do think that overall, it's not too bad. But at the same time, okay, see, if it was any other game, I'd criticize the fact that you don't get any kind of DLC, I mean, any kind of expansions or story missions or stuff worth your money. But Wolfheim is a free-to-play game, so all the expansions and story missions and stuff are free anyway. So, yeah, I guess overall, I don't see a big problem with it, like every now and then. But if it's going to be a every year thing, that might be a slippery slope. We might have like the new Warframe equivalent of Call of Duty thing. Remember, for a while, there was a new Call of Duty literally every year. There was the new Assassin's Creed literally every year. It got to a point where developers and companies were choosing quantity over quality. So it was pretty crazy. That's just one of my potential worries. But yeah, I'd like to know thoughts on the. I wonder if I share the same thoughts or, different in opinions and whatnot. I just wanted to get that out, talk about it a bit and stuff. But yeah, with that said, I will catch you guys in the future. Later.